a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour, and we're here on a new podcast. Actually, it's not a new podcast. It's a podcast that I did about 6 months ago, and I call it the Morning Connection Podcast. And you'll see what this is all about as you make this your morning ritual to come back to this blog talk radio station, or if you're listening to this on iTunes, just a part of your day that you and I, we set aside to connect in this manner. And we spend this time in this busy world. You got so many things going on from the minute you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed. We're going to take 30 minutes every single day to talk about you. Talk about you, your life, what you got going on, where you really want to go in life. And so I'm just going to just talk about things that happen in life, maybe things that you don't talk about normally with your friends. It's just this time for yourself, all right? And I call it like a daily discipline because I want you to get in the habit of coming back. However you structure it, think about how you're going to structure it now. Maybe you're going to listen to this live every single morning at 7:30 a.m. East Coast time, or right here in the West Coast, I'm doing this at 4:30 in the morning, so I can do this for you and connect in this manner. Maybe you'll listen live. Maybe you want to join the podcast, and I have a phone number that you can call, and we can talk about different issues about your life, how to take yourself to the next level. The phone number is 646-716-6182. Again, that number is 646-716-6182. And if you don't use that today, write that down, because I'm going to stimulate thought, and there'll be a time where, you know, over we build this relationship, we build a rapport, you make this part of your day, you want to join in on the conversation and share your thoughts with me, whether you agree, you disagree, maybe helping me look at things in a different perspective. But I want you to make this part of your day, a ritual, a daily discipline. One of those things that sometimes you just love doing because you know it's great for you, whether it's in the short term, the long term, it's something that's good for you, right? And you really enjoy doing it, really excited about doing it. At the same time, I want you to push your way through in those times where you don't feel like it. Ah, Skip, I know what you're talking about. Man, I got it. I know I'm supposed to focus on what I really want and think about certain things and making sure. And you'll get to know all the different phrases and all the things as I, you know, we talk about life together. You know, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching with really passionate, dedicated people all over the world. And what I do is help them create change. And the great thing about it is, if you are like most of my clients, they're students, or however you want to describe them, to me they're friends, and because that's what it is. We get to talk about life every single week for 30 minutes, and it's very structured. It's at the same day, at the same time every single week. It's just something they just work into their schedule. We work into their schedule. We budget. And I do it in 3, 6, and 12 month periods of time. So over that time, we really become friends. So I kind of feel it doesn't roll off my tongue easily when I call them students or clients. It's much more than that. And, you know, in this world where you're dealing with people and everybody's got their stuff going on, they got their challenges, and whether you think they're big challenges or not, everybody's going through their stuff. They've got where they want to go in life, how they're going to make it work. And you know what it's like. You get into conversations, and sometimes it feels like, number one, they're not the person to really talk about your challenges. They don't know your situation. They don't know your perspective. They just have pieces of it. And although they're helpful, they're also not skilled, not only in listening, but maybe directing the conversation in a manner that can help you. And sometimes, you know, that's like where you're talking to them and you feel as though all they're doing is waiting for you to finish so they can talk about their perspective, right? And, you know, that's what friends are for. I mean, we can't have that type of expectations on them. So it's a different relationship that I have with my one-on-one coaching students, and where they that time set aside every single morning is for them, where, you know, it's I'm just there to help them figure out where they want to go in life. It's all about them. All the conversation is directed at them. And that's a very rare situation in life. But what makes it work, see, I really believe, and I'm in the same situation too. You know, I get coaching in different areas of my life as well, because I really believe that no matter how great you are, how talented you are, how many resources you have available to you, or it doesn't matter what you've accomplished in the past, there is this higher level that we can all aspire to, and we have to grow. We have to find out what that is. We have to see if we can do it, and we play this game with ourselves in our head to keep ourselves happy, to keep ourselves fulfilled, to keep on shooting for that higher and higher level. So I really believe that everybody, not just the people who struggle, can really use coaching. And so what we do is we talk about their situation. I believe that they have this power inside. Number one, the power to really know what it is they want. It just needs to kind of be brought out in them through questions. And when they have certain beliefs about what is, what isn't possible, or, you know, their interactions with other people, how they see it, you know, we're biased. A lot of it is always true in our head. Some of the things we question if we're thinking the right way, but they're true in our own heads, and they may not necessarily be true in reality. Or, hell, if we believe they're true, we manifest that, and we make it true. For example, if you have a certain belief about people that maybe they're not out for our best interest, or you go into a business situation and you think that they're gonna give you resistance on, I don't know, how you price things or something like that. You know, let's take it in the business world, right? And you come in with that belief, and that may not necessarily be true, but you can gear your whole conversation, the whole interaction on these beliefs that may or may not be true. And we're filled with that. I'm filled with that. And so during these coaching sessions, it's like I'm just a sounding board where, you know, they're talking to me. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm skilled at helping them. I've had a lot of training doing this. And so I just almost repeat what they say or twist in a different angle so they can hear it from a different point of view. And sometimes that brings all the clarity in the world, because you know what it's like is you have this challenge in life, whether it's with someone in your life, maybe it's your wife, your spouse, your boyfriend, husband, someone at work. And, you know, you have this idea in your head about what the challenge is and what the other person's problem is, or maybe what your problem is. And you've said it into your head like 10 times. Then you start telling all your friends and family. Before you know it, you've said the same story over and over again, like 1,000 times, whether it's in your head or actually to somebody. And it's that same perspective that you initially thought that may or may not be true. And sometimes believing it's true doesn't even serve you well. It would be serve you better if you thought differently, but you don't. Now you've gone, I don't know, 3 weeks. You've said it 1,000 times a certain way, and now it becomes a fact in your mind, right? That's just the way that it is. And you start excluding all other options of what this situation could really be like, even though thinking differently can really help you out, could really benefit you. And so that's what I do. I just get them out of that certain way of thinking, and just, I never tell them what to do. Just kind of in a skilled manner, just turn the situation and give them perspective. And then they have the choice to think about it differently, take different action or not. A lot of times they do, just hearing it from someone who cares about them, someone who's skilled with their situation. It makes all the difference in the world. Now, the thing about this one-on-one weekly coaching is the accountability. For example, let's just say you really love this Morning Connection podcast. You love what I have to say. You see how helpful it is to get your day started off in a certain manner, get it focused in the right direction. And you've committed to doing that. Okay. And then, so let's just say you had a coach. I was your coach. And one of your disciplines, one of the things that you decided, not I decided, that could take your life to the next level, get you thinking in the right direction, your daily habit, your daily ritual of getting your mind right at the beginning of the day, was to listen to Skip LaCour and this Morning Connection podcast every single morning. All right. And let's just say you're starting today and your weekly one-on-one coaching time slot with me that we have arranged every week is, I don't know, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. All right. Well, over time, you've committed, you've decided what you need to do. And so maybe one of the first questions that I'll ask you is how's your week? And you'll say it was great because this, this, and this. And okay, all right, how'd you do on the daily disciplines that you set up, that you decided would take your life to the next level? And one of them would be to listen. Did you listen to Skip LaCour's Morning Connection podcast? Did you listen to it all 7 days? Did you do that? And so you created the standards. You would reflect upon it, and you'll say, no, I only listened to it 4 out of 7 days. All right, and I'll go, okay, well, I don't have any judgment, but I'll say, hey, so on your standards, is 4 out of 7 good? Is that going to take you where you want to go? And then you'll say, no, I made the decision that I'll listen to it 7 days a week. I mean, look, the success that I want, the higher quality of life that I want, is to listen to that podcast. I want to think about my life every single morning. Man, I can't just do it 4 out of 7 days, and I can't take the weekends off. Man, Skip has that tremendously valuable resource that he takes his time to post on Blog Talk Radio, to post on skiplacour.com, to post on iTunes. Man, I'm going to take advantage of it. Success doesn't take weekends off. And see, you get to think about your standards. And then I'll go, okay, well, what is an acceptable standard? And he'll say, you know what, 7 out of 7. I'll give myself a little bit of slack if I only listen to 6 out of 7. But even if I miss a day, then I've got to double up on these half-hour Morning Connection podcasts. And I'll go, all right. So then it's next week, right? And then I'll come back again. And that's just one of the daily disciplines, one of the standards that I help people after going through a whole process of figuring out what they really want in life. And then I ask them, we talk about what's stopping them, what they have to do, and then they create these daily disciplines. And so it'll be the next week. How'd you do? You know, I don't know. Maybe they'll say 4 out of 7 again. Because sometimes, you know, getting in habits, you know, you get ambitious. You want to do a lot of things. You want to, you know, break, you know, your habits. Old habits, introduce new empowering habits, right? Oh, okay. But see, you know it. It isn't like, you know, how many times have you said you're going to do something and you knew it was going to change your life? It's going to get you to that next level, make you happier, better at your job. Maybe it's working out. And you made a commitment, didn't live up to your standards. You know, and before you know it, whether it's 3 weeks or 3 months, you're not even thinking about it anymore, let alone following through with it, right? You let yourself down. But it's okay a lot of times. Sometimes it's okay to let ourselves down. But when we commit publicly, whether it's on our Facebook page or we commit to, I don't know, one-on-one coaching, now there's somebody else involved or other people involved. It adds that extra layer of accountability where you're going to think twice about letting someone else down. It's bad enough when you let yourself down, but now you're going to let someone else down. It adds a new dimension, a new element. So when you're thinking about, well, I'm rushing out the door, can't download the podcast or get to the gym or whatever what you committed to do is, you'll find a way. You'll call upon all those resources you already have inside of you, that creativity, time management skills, determination, tenacity, mental flexibility, emotional flexibility, resources like using your time more efficiently, or resources like people. People are a tremendous resource in your life. Maybe asking for help, or maybe creating win-win situations in situations where you may not have even thought about it, but now you're so determined because you committed to these goals, you committed to somebody else, And you know you're going to have to get on that phone and talk to me and explain to me why you didn't follow through, why you're only 4 for 7 again. So there's a tremendous power in it. And there's a little bit of pressure. But pressure is what we need a lot of times to really get us to use all those resources I'm talking about and take us where we really want to go. And so, you know, that and a lot of other things that keep people on track. So this is an extension of that type of coaching. So make this part of your rituals, your daily disciplines, those things that you know will take you to the next level. And I'll be here every single morning doing this podcast for you, getting to you to think in a certain manner. I'm going to show up. So you need to use this resource. So figure out the pattern. How are you going to do this? Okay. So it's 4:30 in the morning on the West Coast. It's 7:30 on the East Coast. And I don't know what time it is wherever you're listening to the world, in the world. So are you going to figure out the time? Are you going to listen to this live? If not, what time are you going to download it and put it onto your iPhone or your smartphone? And are you going to listen to the gym? Are you going to listen to it in your car? Charles Rushing on my Facebook page, you know, you should join my Facebook page. You can go to the More Than Just Muscles Facebook page. That's the name of this particular series of podcasts, More Than Just Muscles. And I'll tell you, if you're new listening to this podcast, I'll tell you what that's all about. But you can go to that More Than Just Muscles Facebook page at facebook.com, More Than Just Muscles, or go to my Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. That's SkipLaCour page. Well, Charles Rushing, he listens to this podcast or versions of my podcast, other versions of my podcast, while he does cardio. He said he used to hate his cardiovascular training, and now he has a system where he downloads it and he's listening it while he does his cardio. So think about what you can do, how you can create your daily discipline, your habits, get it structured right now. You know, I'm helping you kind of think about the big picture and the planning instead of, like, you know, doing it in a haphazard manner until you've later on, you know, I need to get structured on this pattern. This is good stuff. And you figure out that you need to create that pattern, I don't know, 3 months from now. Let's think about that right now. That's the way I can help coach you, help you get the most out of your time and your focus and your energy. So let's talk about a couple of things. Let's talk about me. Who am I? I know a lot of people, especially at this time slot, doing this podcast live. And who the hell is Skip LaCour? What's this More Than Just Muscles all about? What's this Morning Connection all about? Well, again, my name is Skip LaCour. Who am I? What am I all about, right? I guess how I describe myself is I am totally passionate and committed to helping other people take their lives to the next level, have a happier existence, not just achieve things, but also have a more fulfilling journey. And while I'm helping out so many people, I'm passionate in that manner, I'm going along for the ride myself. I have been so passionate, so fascinated by human behavior since just a very young boy. I mean, I remember at 10 years old where I'm playing sports and I was trying to figure out, you know, how I knew at a young age that the best athletes, like in school, were the kids who they believed that they were better than anyone else on that court. It didn't come down to physical ability a lot of the time. And I was fascinated by that. I picked that up from a very young age. The guys who had, you know, the most guts, who took the most risks during the sports, had the most balls. They did better regardless of their physical height, weight, and sometimes ability, a lot of times ability. And I wanted some of that. And so I was always fascinated by those guys who could get the last second shot, you know, when it was crunch time during the game, that they were the go-to guy. I always wanted to be one of those go-to guys. And that's what I always worked for. You know, I guess, you know, sometimes we're hard on ourselves, but my evaluation of me as an athlete when I was younger was I was always the captain of the team. I was always very, very good. Definitely like one of the top two on the team most of the times. So had a lot of talent, a lot of passion, tremendous work ethic when it came to sports ever since I was a young kid. But I never saw myself as that elite. I wanted to be that guy who hit the buzzer shot. You know, it's like, I don't know, maybe you can understand this feeling where you think you're really good, right? But you're just not at that elite level, and you just it's just out of your fingertips, just barely out of your fingertips. You know, that's the way that I felt. And I really do believe that's what created my work ethic and made me a better athlete. But it also gave me this fascination with human nature. So, you know, that's a little bit about how it all developed. Things changed for me when I was 21 years old, when I had a coworker, an older, wiser, very nice guy coworker. He brought me to a Zig Ziglar motivational seminar. I never heard anything about that world at all. And he drove me to San Francisco. We went to this seminar where Zig Ziglar was in front of, I don't know, I was just a 21-year-old kid at the time. And it seemed like we were in this audience with, I don't know, 20,000 people. I have no idea how many people there were. It is just so, he was so large on life and how he talked about life and getting the most. And he just, I was just filled with the Holy Spirit and inspiration. And it was just magical. I can just remember that day. It was yesterday, how great it made me feel and how I started applying that to my life. It was also great and reinforced it is that I would write, there was no internet back then or whatever, email. I would write Zig Ziglar letters. And I'd say, Zig, I really love your stuff. And I was just asking him, you know, questions or, you know, keeping him informed of my progress, even though he never asked me. I used to write him all these letters. And he would take the time, well, or his secretary, I don't know. I had the belief that it was he who was writing me back. And that just reinforced everything. And man, it just took me on an amazing adventure. I would get the catalogs of all the Nightingale, Conant, all the other motivational speakers I got on that mailing list. And so, you know, over the years, I bought, you know, hundreds of back then the audio cassettes and CDs and now MP3 programs about personal development. Books and seminars. I went through all Tony Robbins seminars. I staffed at his events. I was even like his bodyguard at events, and it just an amazing individual. And through that process, what that did is got me really thinking about what I really wanted to do with my life. And that's when I was working at a grocery store, working away from the ladder, had my stable job as the manager, the youngest manager, the kid, you know, the bright child of this company. And, you know, it was a job where nobody quit. It was one of those safe, secure, good jobs. And I just knew there was so much more for me. And, you know, working with Tony Robbins, getting that type of coaching, spending a lot of money, going all over the world, getting that personal coaching. That's what made me think about what I was put on this earth to do. And that took me on over a 25-year journey with bodybuilding. And in that time period, I became one of the world's best-known drug-free bodybuilders, a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, traveled around the world, competing, representing the United States at that as a Mr. Universe teams and international teams. But more than that, I became a writer and coach and, you know, helping out people all over the world improve their bodybuilding training, their nutrition efforts. I wrote 11 books, 9 DVD titles, and help people in over 63 countries, traveled all around the world doing it. It's just my love, my passion, my life. And even when I was doing that, it was really concentrated on the motivation, the mindset. And, you know, since that time, you know, I've done a lot of things. I own my own supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, and I do the coaching, one-on-one coaching. But I've expanded way beyond bodybuilding and training, and it's about life and the clients that I work for. You know, sure, you know, fitness is part of life, and a lot of times that's where they get to know me. But it's expanded way, way, way beyond that. Also, after I retired from competitive bodybuilding 10 years ago, I went on the road to learn the whole motivational speaking world. I worked under a national motivational speaker. I was like his right-hand man, traveled all around the country in his private jet with him to learn the business, learn about speaking, did speaking. And that was in a non-bodybuilding environment. It's just regular people, fitness. So a lot of people know me from that bodybuilding and training. So that's a little bit about me. You can go to skiplacour.com and read a little bit more about me, what I've done, who this person you're going to be connecting with every single morning, right? Right here on this Blog Talk Radio Network, on this More Than Just Muscles website. And and so the morning connection, what that was, that started, it's over 6 months ago. It was a way for me to connect. I love this podcast. I'll get into that a little bit more, this whole podcasting, how I grew up listening to AM radio way back then. I was fascinated with talk radio shows way back when I was like 6 or 7 years old. I would have the radio playing by my bed all night long until my dad would come in and turn it off while I was sleeping, or tell me to turn it off or whatever, right? So I've always been fascinated by the talk radio. And so here I am doing that. I'm living my passion, helping people. That's what I'm all about. The morning connection started when I just wanted to connect. I did a podcast. It wasn't a live podcast like this. You didn't have the opportunity to call in like this. Like, I want this to develop to an even higher level. And I started doing it, and I was going, wow, you know, this is great. It was a big investment of my time. And so what I really enjoyed it, got a lot of great feedback, but there's that lag time before, you know, where you can really see its effect. And so I always question, what's the highest and best use of my time? And so at that time I said, okay, and I went to 100 days in a row. I went through the birth of my daughter, everything, and never missed a day for 100 days in a row. And then I ended it there. But the feedback since then has just been tremendous. How many people would think about the things that I'm doing, and they became one-on-one coaching clients.
90 seconds.
To creating such a great relationship, and there was that lag time with its impact. And so that's what prompted me to start this up again. It was your feedback. I like to say it's backed by popular demand. So, you know, the plan is every single morning at this time, 7 days a week, we're going to connect in this matter. And this is good for me too. It's good for me because I get to do what I love to do, connect, get this
60 seconds
dump out of my head and get my day started in the right manner too. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get, right when I slam this microphone down, what I'm going to do is get to the gym and start my day this early. So again, think about how you're going to make this a ritual. And every single day, I'm going to ask you questions to get you focused in the right manner. And I'm going to have you think about what you're going to do today. So today, I want you to think about, what do you really want in your life? I'm going to ask you, what was the cool moments? All right, I'm going to direct you in a certain manner every single day, thinking about the day before. And what's going to happen is you're going to start thinking about that, you know, all the time. All right, we're going to create some habits, some empowering habits, and get you thinking about where you really want to go in life. All right, so that's going to wrap up this very first Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.